This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
From St. Louis, Big Draw. And then we have two other bands, one Friday night, which is Frankie Says Relax, all local boys and a local girl singer. And they are an 80s band. They are wonderful, awesome energy, great, great band. Everybody is dancing within the first two songs, so they're fun to watch.
Frankie Says Relax.
Yes.
That has 80s written all over
it. It is all 80s all the entire night, and it is so fun. They are an unbelievable band. They have played one show in Mount Olive that was completely sold out days before. They play Staunton Country Club this weekend, unfortunately, for if you don't have tickets, that's been sold out for weeks. So they are unbelievable, unbelievable band. And then Sunday night, we have another local band that is back together after 20 years, Southern Blend, all from the Gillespie area.
And what type of music?
Classic rock, country rock, a lot of country music. They are wonderful, wonderful to listen to, and a lot of fun. A lot of dancing going on with all these bands.
And that's one thing Black Diamond Days has been known for over the years, is the musical acts and of course the parade, which I can't imagine how you can make that parade any longer than what it actually is.
Every year it gets a little bit bigger, but last year was 123 entries.
Unbelievable.
So it is probably the second hardest planning. The pageant is what we're really here to talk about. That is a lot of pre-planning and process for the girls, which Sonia will take care of all that. But the parade is definitely probably the second biggest thing to do.
The pageant at any homecoming or event that our local areas have is always I think people forget fail to realize how much work goes into that. And you ladies are here to discuss that this morning, but it takes a tremendous amount of work, not only on the people putting it together, but the girls themselves that are involved in it. It's just amazing how much time they have to spend to put this all together.
Right. It is amazing. Last year was the first year. I've been president for quite a few years now, but last year was the first year I was really involved in helping Sonia with the pageant. And so I had always kind of stayed in the background doing everything else. And I'm amazed at the work that goes into it. She is definitely doing a labor of love, because it is difficult. And there is a lot of planning that goes into this.
And tell me a little bit about this year's pageant.
Well, we are going to meet on March 20th. It's a Sunday at 6:30 at the Twinco Real Estate Building in Gillespie for an informational meeting. And that is when I go over all the rules, what my expectations are of the girls. And then we start practicing. We practice once or twice a week, every week, until the night of on June 3rd. This year, we're really excited. We are bringing our first annual Junior Miss Pageant. So not only will we have the Miss Pageant, but our Junior Miss Pageant is ages 12 to 14. So they are going to learn exactly what the big girls do.
And then the big girls is what, 15 to?
16 to 21.
Okay, so there's a year gap between.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 16 to 21 is for the misses, mm-hmm. and then 12 to 14 for the junior misses. And they will do basically the same thing that the misses do, other than the bathing suit. There's no bathing suit for the teens. They're going to be doing a sportswear, which could be a little skirt, walking shorts, flip-flops, something fun, and then a party dress. Whereas with the misses, they will do a formal gown and bathing suit competition. But they will all go through interview processes, which is fun because we work on resumes. It's hard to believe that a 12-year-old can put a resume together, but if they're involved in school activities or community events, that all goes on a resume. And it's very simple for that. It's a conversation. It's not like a job interview. So it's a conversation with three judges. So they work on interview skills, public speaking, their self-esteem. That is my big one. When we start at the age of 12, they're not little, but they're not a high schooler. So a lot of them, you know, we work on their self-esteem and how they feel about themselves and how they present themselves. So I'm trying to start at a younger age.
And even though you're prepping these young ladies, 12 to 14 years old, you're prepping them for this pageant, it's a great step forward to the rest of their life when they learn to public speak and all this stuff that goes into this pageant in front of an audience. And, you know, that's one of the things that's very difficult for some young ladies or young men, either one, is the ability to stand up and talk up.
It's amazing. I attended the very first practice, and I watched a lot of these girls having to be in a public career and talking to people. I'm very used to it. You take for granted that everybody can do this.
Wrong.
And they don't. And I went from the very first practice watching very shy girls, fidgety, looking down at the floor, to 2 to 3 practices before the end, and they were confident and looking, you know, and it's different when people from the board would come in to watch their practices. We popped in and out because Sonia liked it. It was good for them to see different people there. They were looking us straight in the eye and telling us exactly what they were going to do in their life. It's amazing to watch the transformation in those weeks of becoming strong women.
Go ahead.
How hard is it to find individuals to, I guess, run for the pageant? Or do you have a list of people? It's like, okay,
no.
She's got a good quality. She's
no,
okay,
I don't have a list. What I'm doing is I just spoke to the principal at the junior high Monday night, and I'm going to go to the school, and we are going to pull the girls that are in that age group, bring them to a classroom, probably pull them out of PE or a class where it won't interfere with their academics, and talk to them and try and get them excited and explain to them what we do. They learn how to walk. It's amazing how many people do not know how to walk in high heels or how to sit like a lady or how to present themselves to the public. So those are all different things that I will talk to them about, along with our 2010 Miss Black Diamond Days, Sarah Hyen. She will also be with me, and she'll be in her crown and sash. So the girls can see this is just part of what you get when you win.
Now, will Sarah, I guess, will be conducting the interviews for the junior miss since she's retiring?
No, we have 3 judges that are from out of the town, a lot of them are out of the county. Mm-hmm. We try and bring judges in that do not know these girls. So I don't want any kind of conflict of interest. So, you know, I've got a judge coming from Chicago this year. So that's one of them. And then I've got a couple more that are coming from other counties.
Wait till that guy gets a load of Black Diamond Days coming from Chicago.
Hey.
Yeah.
They will know how
small
fun
town,
it is.
But it's a lot of fun. They, you know, they do all of the local parades, and they go to the homecoming dance for the coronation, and any kind of community functions that the chamber puts on, all the local pageants. And then in July, we have our Macoupin County pageant, which they have the opportunity, if they wish, to run in that. The county pageant also has a junior miss and a miss. So I can take both of my queens this year to the county level if they would want to compete there.
Do you influence them? Like if you've got, let's say, the queen candidate that wins has a really good shot that you think at county, do you encourage them? It's like, you know what? I think you got a shot at Macoupin County. I really, 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 really would like you to do this.
I absolutely try and talk them into going. Even if you walk away not the queen for county, you still learn so much. Julie Fisher does an amazing job at the county level. She teaches them things that I can't or that I don't know. So it's completely different. It's a completely different level of pageants, but they do a great job. So absolutely, I will try and get them to go. They don't have to if they don't want to, but it's a learning experience.
As you prep these young ladies for this pageant, and unbeknown to them or not even in their realm of thinking. It also prepares them later on in life when they get to high school and they get to college and they go somewhere to interview for
Absolutely.
A job. The simple idea that they can go and interview for a job and do it professionally.
Absolutely.
Is the value of that is unlimited.
It is.
You see so many young people, and I've been involved in this several times, that do not know how to conduct themselves when they come in for a job interview. And you know they're a good young lady or a good young gentleman, but they just do not know how to conduct themselves.
And I think that is a lot of the draw. Sonia and I both owning our own businesses, we have to see that side of it as
Absolutely.
Well. And it's not a secret. We can talk about it. I was not a pageant person. Because
she was
you have
before
was
I
very
brought her
anti-beauty
on.
Pageant. So it's not that. I think that's the misconception. Now that I have gotten involved, there is this misconception of parading these girls around. It is not that. And I'm guilty. I thought that is what it was. And we were to the point almost of doing away with the pageant with Black Diamond Days. It had been discussed many, many times. And then when I really got on the inside of the pageant and saw the confidence they are building these girls, the skills they are giving them, just like you said, for job interviews, college interviews, and you see the diversity of the girls that really do. Our queen this year is an athlete going to college to play athletics. This is not what you saw as your mold of beauty queen. She's beautiful. Great personality, very athletic, not the, what do you want to say, quote-unquote Barbie doll of
yeah.
the beauty queen. It's not like that. These are smart girls that build confidence and build skills, and I am so impressed with what Sonia has done.
And I remember Sarah.
Yes.
Because they send me all the time these fair and festivals.
Right.
And that's one thing I will say, her personality really stuck out, because the
oh,
short
yeah.
interview that we had, her personality really showed through. So, you mentioned practice. Yeah, how detailed are the practices? Is it just the walk?
It is everything. Even the wave.
I even know the wave now.
Yeah. And it's
who
amazing.
Started that wave?
That started probably.
I have no idea.
But I'm not so much, you know, real big on the wave, but it's amazing how many girls don't know how to walk in high heels.
Yeah.
So I had two girls last year that never wore high heels.
They're in high school. They shouldn't
be able to walk in high heels. I'm putting them in 3-inch high heels, and I'm telling them, you have to walk not only in a bathing suit and 3-inch high heels, but in a dress that has a long train on it. So they learn how to walk. They learn how to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just do a normal turn. There's a certain way that you turn. There's a certain way that you stand.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on that. We walk in circles. And it's really funny. The girls laughed at me. They thought I was crazy last year. Because if I asked them a question, because they are given questions on stage at the end of the pageant to help determine who the winner is, and they would stop and they freeze. And they don't know what to say. So I had them literally walking in high heels in a circle, and I was throwing questions at them. And they had to continue walking while they answered the question.
And these are not easy questions. These are, you have to think,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have time to think.
Right.
So
right.
you better be ready to.
So
these are political questions.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in our world, you would be amazed at the things they did not know at the beginning of social issues. And
mm-hmm.
we're going,
yeah.
Do
I
these?
Push
nobody
yeah.
watches the news.
Yeah, and I push, you know.
At the
I,
end, they knew.
Right. I want my girls to watch the news. I want my girls to read the newspapers. You know, there are so many girls that, I mean, so many girls out there didn't even know who our mayor of Gillespie was.
No. Don't know who the president of the United States
exactly.
is. Or the
and
vice
those,
president.
And those are things that I don't want you to learn just for the pageant.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to learn for your entire life. You've got to keep up with local news and state news and federal news. And it's amazing what they do learn. and how to answer questions. And
I think from the outside, the acceptance. You have a group of 6 to 10 girls that most likely were not friends from different social groups, status, across the board, and you see them at the end, and they're all hoping for the other one.
If you,
it teaches a lot of tolerance.
Yeah, and in getting back to learning to walk on 3-inch heels, I had a
Are you good at that, Uncle Rob?
Yeah, I'm good at that. Yeah. It's the pantyhose that get me back.
And this concludes the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Meanwhile, moving right along, I had a young lady tell me one time, she said, learning to walk on 3-inch heels, I think, was more difficult than if they would have given me a pair of stilts. Yeah. And this kind of puts it in perspective how difficult it can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there's no support there.
No.
And you can be lengthwise pretty quick.
Yes.
I think we've got a minute to win it game brewing right here.
Yeah.
We could.
10 steps in high heels?
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. A minute to
that is an idea.
Yeah.
I'll take credit for that one.
I'll be queen of the ball, I guarantee you.
But so the training and the practice, very intense.
Very intense. You know, we work on their resumes.
Mm-hmm.
They will do it. I will make suggestions for changes. They will redo it. And this is a process that goes all the way till May.
They're probably changed a dozen times.
Absolutely.
Do you keep an eye, let's say, on their grades?
I do.
Like if they to be over, I'm just shooting this off the top, 2.5 or above to even qualify?
I don't necessarily put a number on it, but I tell them what I expect. I expect good grades. I check their Facebook pictures and their comments. And, you know, MySpace is kind of out of the loop now, but
hey, it's coming back strong, man.
But I look at those. I definitely preach no drinking and no smoking, no drugs, all of that, because that is part of, you are representing our town. If you're out at a party, you're not representing very well. Mm-hmm. So there. And I've got, you know, 5-year-old little girls in the Little Miss pageant that
15
look
of them.
Up to
yeah.
this, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old young lady. That is big.
We're definitely teaching a lead by example.
It's a stepladder.
Absolutely.
The girl at 5, the girl at 12, and the girl at 16. It's a stepladder. She looks at this one, and this one looks at that one. And, you know, I want to do like
positive
her.
Positive role models.
Right.
That's what we look for.
You mentioned the Facebook and the MySpace, and I guess you could add Twitter to this now. How hard is it to monitor that? Because if they register it where...
It's like, not hard at all.
According to state law,
all.
don't put your name out there.
It's not.
Make sure that you accept friends that you already know. Is it... I mean, if they're set up like that, is it hard to see what they're doing?
No, it's not hard at all. And, you know, all of the girls that ran last year, they're all friends of mine on Facebook. And it's really odd because my age versus their age, I have become somebody that they look up to. They've come to me, even the girls that, you know, didn't get anything, they come to me and they say, what can I do better this year? You know, where did I fall short? And most of the time, it's through the interview process.
You're kind of like a second mom, aunt.
I am for about 3 months because I have them once or twice a week for
hours,
3 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I build a relationship, a personal relationship with all of these girls. There is something special in every single girl that runs. In my eyes, they're all winners. One just has to walk away with the crown.
And then the winner of the Junior Miss and the Black Diamond Days Queen, they'll get the tour. They'll get to go on their own little mini fair and festival tour, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Obviously, Black Diamond Days Parade will be on the agenda. Staunton's Parade.
Mount Olive.
There's
Carlinville.
A
there are several parades, and we've got the Christmas Breakfast with Santa that are Queens, the Fall Festival. All of those are Queens show. That we have the Lions Parade in Carlinville. They go to that. They usually go to the county. Mm-hmm. So they're involved pretty much something all year round for the entire year that they're.
I'm about ready to bust out the shorts thinking about Black Diamond Days.
It's a nice time to talk about it.
We get
to feel warm. Because, you know, notoriously,
I'm hearing Jimmy Buffett music in my head. I'm ready to rock and roll.
It will be blistering hot that weekend, so.
Mm-hmm. Italian-American days will soak you. Black Diamond days will grill you.
Yep. Right. Exactly. And we're really, and I think the good thing about our festival this year is trying to get back to some basics. Mm-hmm. Hometown. We're doing local bands, except for Smash, of course, but comes every year, so he's kind of an adopted local now. Our food court is going to be all organizations within the school district, if we can do that, to help our nonprofits.
You know what's amazing to me? Mickey is sitting right there, and he looks calm.
He is calm.
He is calm.
Normally, Black Diamond Days, that the calmness meter kind of goes up a little bit.
Not quite as bad as Fall Festival.
No, that's his baby.
Yeah, that is definitely.
And he's turning red.
We are just trying to keep everything.
We're really trying to get it back to a basics. Yeah. You know, we did the big thing. We grew. It's kind of the unspoken, unwritten, should I say, theme, back to basics. But I like it. It's got a ring.
It does.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. We're going to use that.
Cool.
Here's a theme.
We're gonna go with that.
We've never had a theme.
Man, I gave you two ideas in one show.
I know.
Wow.
We're going to have to start giving you a fee.
The bottom line, ladies, with this whole thing is once it comes pageant time in the first week of June, you know the contestants you have there, they want to be there because mm-hmm. they've worked
these girls will never go through all of this without wanting
absolutely
to
they
be
want
there.
To be there, and that's a great feeling for them and a great feeling for you after all your hard work, not only quote unquote from now till June, but throughout the year,
right?
To look ahead, plan ahead for this, so
right.
You know in your heart these girls want to be there.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't put this pageant on without the help of Black Diamond Days board.
Aw.
And especially my two daughters helped me immensely. Courtney Ostendorf was Miss Black Diamond Days at one time. She was Miss Macoupin County. Went on to the Illinois Fair state level and got first runner-up. So she helps me a lot. Allie is a junior in high school. She helps me immensely. She's great at the walking. She does a lot of walking with the girls. And then all of the women and men that help with setting up and building the stages and helping in the dressing rooms. So I have an entire group of devoted people.
It is a crazy circus backstage that day. Nobody realizes how insane it is, but there are all kinds of moms doing makeup and hair, and where's this dress and where's that dress?
When you have 2 minutes to change from a bathing suit to a formal gown, make sure your hair and makeup looks good. It's very
and
fast
still be
paced.
Smiling
and still keep a smile and do not fall off of those heels.
That sounds like a Price is Right model.
It's insane. Yeah. And in your head the whole time is thinking, what's my interview question going to be, and how do I feel about this subject or this topic or this political view or this social view? You know it's in their head the whole time, and it's just giving them the forethought to think.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
It goes so fast.
It flew by, didn't it? The Black Diamond Days, fast approaching. Next week. Oh,
that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Except for I'm not ready.
that'd mean it was the 1st of June. We're not ready for the 1st of June yet.
We need to go through spring.
Sonia, Toby,
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you
so much.
The Wednesday Morning Talk Show brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For Uncle Ralph, I'm Toby Knott. Terry, Uncle Ralph will be back next week.
Correct.
Hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
We'll
Creek
see.
Don't rise or something don't happen.